Okay, so you've brought in a whole bunch of stuff about energy and power and electricity. And you want to make sure you've got like a really solid understanding of the core ideas,
Definitely.
right, before you go any further.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
get it. I totally get it. It's one of those things that can get super confusing if you don't, have it all straight in your head first.
Totally.
So.
Yeah, and I think a good way to think about this is like the fuel in your car
Okay.
versus how hard you're pressing on the gas pedal.
Okay.
One is the potential energy, and the other is how quickly you're using it.
Right.
So in this deep dive, we're going to break down
Yeah.
these ideas. We're going to look at how we measure them, and we're going to bring in some real world examples
Yeah,
to
right.
make sure that it's not just theoretical.
So starting with the definitions, right from your notes, it says that power is the rate at which energy is transferred or used.
Basically how quickly energy is being put to work. So you can think of it as the flow of energy over time.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It's not just the total amount of energy, but how fast that energy is being used or transferred.
And you know what's interesting to me? That in your notes, you mentioned that the human brain uses a roughly the same amount of power as a light bulb, like somewhere between 20 and 40 watts.
That's right.
That just blows my mind that we're talking about consciousness and thoughts and all these things running on the same amount of juice as a lamp.
It really makes you think about the energy efficiency of biological systems.
It really
Well,
does.
right. Like engineers are always looking at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to get back to this connection
Yeah.
between energy and power,
Yeah.
there's a mathematical formula that we can use to express this, and it's E equals P times T.
Okay.
Energy E equals power P multiplied by time T.
So we're dealing with joules for energy, watts for power, and seconds for time. But then I look at my electricity bill, and they're throwing kilowatt hours at me. Where does that fit
That's
in
a great
to
question.
all of this?
So think of it like filling up a bathtub.
Okay.
The joules are like the individual drops of water,
Yeah.
but kilowatt hours measure the total volume of water
Gotcha.
that's used. So you see kilowatt hours on your bill because it shows the total energy used over an entire month.
Okay.
And 1 kilowatt hour is actually equal to 3,600,000 joules.
Wow.
So
Okay.
it's a much larger unit of energy.
So it's all about scale then.
Exactly.
And speaking of scale,
Yes.
your notes mention this thing called orders of magnitude when it comes to power values. We're going from a 3-watt smartphone all the way up to gigawatt power plants.
Yeah, 1 billion watts.
1 billion watts.
It's a huge range.
That's crazy.
It's like comparing the energy of a firecracker to the force of a volcano.
Okay,
And
yeah.
to give you another example, your notes mentioned that a professional cyclist at their peak effort can actually produce the same amount of power
Wow.
as the sunlight hitting a square meter of Earth in wintertime.
That's insane. So it really puts into perspective how much power output
It does.
varies across different technologies.
Yeah, and it makes you think about, you mentioned Google's data centers earlier.
Yeah.
The energy consumption of those is just massive.
Huge.
And then you compare that to something like a light bulb,
Yeah.
and it's really a huge
It
difference.
is, and it makes you think about the challenges of sustainable energy in this like tech-driven world that we live in.
Exactly, because as our reliance on technology increases,
Right.
so does the demand for energy.
Yeah.
And so finding ways to make that energy sustainable is incredibly important for the future.
Absolutely. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We
You've
have.
got a good handle now on what energy and power are, how they relate to each other, how we measure them, and also just the vast scales at which these concepts actually play out in the real world.
And now that you have this foundation,
Yeah.
I encourage you to look around and try to estimate the power consumption of devices you use every day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Your phone, your laptop, your refrigerator,
Yeah.
even just a light bulb.
Okay.
You might be surprised by what you discover.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a fun way to apply what you've learned.
I like it. All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on and talking about this with me today.
It was my pleasure.
Super interesting stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye. Bye.